This is Mark Ward with your new thought for the day. Every day you are living out a new chapter in an old story. You are the author, the illustrator, and the main character. Everything that you think, believe, and do is aligned to support the integrity of the plot that you, yes you, have created. Now, perhaps you're not conscious of the fact that you are the author of the story, but that does not make it any less true. You live to validate your story and make sure that everyone around you fits within the confines and limitations of your creation. Even though you are the author, you may find yourself experiencing temporary and convenient amnesia. You may begin to act as if you are a character in someone else's story. After all, if you are the writer, wouldn't you create a better storyline? Wouldn't you create a plot where your character always reigns supreme over trials and tribulations? And if that is indeed the case, why aren't you writing a more effective story? Too often, we fall victim to our story, finding others who will gladly validate our beliefs. You will find an amazing connection between what you believe and what you experience. Other people, you know, those characters, will magically show up that prove that you are right in your conviction. See, I told you that, you know, fill in the blank with your own sponsoring thought. I told you that all men cheat, that I'm not as intelligent as I should be, that people will just use you if you let them. That I cannot have that because I'm not good looking enough. That I cannot have that because I don't have the right degree. That I will never have enough money, etc., etc., etc. The list could go on. So, what are some of these thoughts for you? And without trying to validate your very good reasons for your beliefs, no one is questioning the foundation of your judgment and how you came to such a conclusion. But what would you like to believe instead? How would you like the story to continue as you move forward? Look, you cannot rewrite what has already been written, but you can certainly modify the direction and action in the chapters yet to come. You are not a victim to the day that stands before you, my friends. You are the co-creator of your life. No one can make you feel anything. You are the manager of your life, and this includes your perceptions, belief systems, and yes, your thoughts. Success or sabotage? Is your story one of victory or defeat? How can you rewrite your story today with you as the hero? Is this going to be an incredible day? Well, no one or no thing can make it a bad day without your consent. Think about it. Until next time, I am Mark Ward. The New Thought for the Day is a production of NewDesign.com. We would like to hear what you think. Take a moment, if you would, to write your review of this podcast on our iTunes podcast page. In the iTunes store under podcasts, just search for New Thought for the Day.